Good morning. Thank you for taking time out to tune us in this morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing you the Word of God from God's precious Word, and inviting you and urging you to go to the house of God, gather together with God's people, hear God's man preach. I said man. Preach the message of the Word of God, and you'll be blessed to the Lord if you'll do that this morning. It's good to be saved on this beautiful Sunday morning and able to get up and be in the house of God again to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We invite you to come to be where we're members at. We're members over at Mountain View Baptist Church in Tryon. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach to you the Word of God, and we invite you to come today and be in the Sunday school at 10 o'clock and 10:45 for the worship service, and then back at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then at 7 on Wednesday evening, prayer meeting. So you come and be with us. We'd enjoy having you in the house of God. And so it's a joy to be here. We thank God for this open door that we have to try to preach to you the Word of God. We're going to pray for those that are sick this morning, those that are shut in. We'll send it out especially to you, that God would simply bless you today as you look to Him for strength and grace, as you found out that He's promised you and it's always sufficient for every need that you may have. And so we appreciate each one today. Pray for the sick and the shut in, those that are bereaved, that's lost loved ones. Remember them in prayer this morning. And then I ask you to please pray for our nation. Our nation needs God. Oh, we're living in the last days and the throes of the sinful society that we're living in today is very prevalent in our day. It's not yet in the future. It's upon us. We're here. We're living it. The days the Bible speaks about and the last days. And so we urge you to pray for our country. Our country sure needs to get back to God in a special way. And so we count a real privilege to open the Word of God this morning and accept the challenge from God to preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, with all longsuffering and doctrine. And that's what we desire to do today on the radio broadcast this morning. So you get to the house of God today, good Bible-preaching, Bible-believing church. Got a good King James Bible, and we'll preach you the Word of God. You be there today in your place, and He'll bless you. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, we just want to thank you for the day that we're living in today. You have chosen us to live in such a time as this, where sin's abounding, and the last days are upon us. And Lord, what a glorious privilege we have to represent you in these days. I pray it help us to stand tall and be bold for the glory of God, and be a witness of your grace to the society that we're living in today. We pray you use us for your glory. Bless this broadcast. Keep the doors open for us to preach the Word of God. And bless every need in radio land, the sick, the suffering, the bereaved. Comfort each one. Have your will and way this morning. We'll praise you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you today. You listen as they sing. Certainly, we need to learn that, learn to lean upon Him, because He's got every sort of grace that we need. What, no matter what we're facing, He's got that grace for us. Hope you enjoyed that this morning. Have one more before we get in the Word of God. We'll be turning to Romans chapter 1 this morning. We'll continue the thoughts there today.
Just no telling who I would be if not for grace. I could be locked up in jail, have no future, no story to tell. I know my soul would be crying from hell if not for grace. Forgiveness I would have never known if not for grace. There'd be no hope of heaven above. I wouldn't know the words for God so love. I know my life would be unheard of if not for grace. If not for grace, I would still be lost in hopeless. If not for grace, there'd be no reason carry on. But when He looked my way, there was mercy on His face. I would not be slain today.
For by grace through faith are you saved, not of yourselves, but it's a gift of God. By grace through faith we're saved. Not for grace, we'd be in hell today. That's true, that song is this morning. Romans chapter 1. Today, Romans chapter 1. Turn there with us if you will, please, and we'll try to bring to you the Word of God now this morning, continue the thoughts that we've had upon our heart for some time. I feel it's our duty to preach the precious Word of God. I've got the authority to do it because God called me and sent me to preach the gospel to those that would listen and to those that wouldn't listen. Amen. Romans chapter 1, we've been trying to preach to you on the marks of the apostates, and we find that so manifest today. And I speak this lovingly today. I don't speak condemning, but I try to preach with a spirit of love, realizing were it not for the grace of God, you and I would be in the very position that this world is in today. And God, by His grace, called us out. And by His grace, we listened to what He had to say. We accepted, and there's the difference today. We have accepted God and all of His works and all of His miracles and all of His word that He's given to us today. We have accepted that, and we're reaping the results of that. Blessed of God, going to heaven, enough grace to walk every day with Him and enjoy the trip while we're on the way. And boy, that's benefits for a child of God. But in Romans chapter 1, we find that he talked about we're not going to try to recover the things that we've covered up thus far in Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 20, and where he spoke about the invisible things that are speaks of him, things of the creation of God, being understood by the things that are made, and knowing there is a God. And so we covered that. There is the revelation that there is a God. And He reveals Himself in His creation. He revealed Himself in His Son, the Lord Jesus. He revealed Himself in His Word that declares the Lord Jesus and the works of the Spirit of God. And He declares all this in front of a world that refuses to hear what God's got to say. And so there is a revelation. There's a God. And so apostasy is something that is created by a rejection of a holy God. And the results of that is very evident in this chapter, in Romans chapter 1. The results of it is very evident. It's such a danger to follow to the works of the flesh today. What a danger it is to follow. And I shudder and tremble today because of what's taking place in our country, in our nation, America, here today, the United States of America. And I shudder to look at society and the direction that it's taking today in our day. It's not well from the future. It's on us today. And he talks about that here. And then he comes down to verses 21. He comes down to that and talks about the results of it, and there's seven stages of it there of the apostasy, because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. And we covered that on last week. Then now in verse 24, wherefore God hath also given them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their flesh, to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up. And so we covered some of those things last week. And the results of it is being evident today, changing the truth of God into a lie. That's taking place today in our society, changing the truth of God into a lie. And so what a evidence we see that taking place in the world today of that. There's so many things that is being used today that are being changed, the truth of God changed into a lie. You take like the rainbow. God gave a rainbow as a covenant to man. And that's a holy thing. That's a precious thing. It's God-given. The rainbow, but now the world is changing that into a lie. Now we've got the rainbow flag that takes represents the very things that's described here in Romans chapter 1. The rainbow flag, they call it, and of course it's the LGBTQ community that's got that flag, and they fly that flag, and they're proud of that. Even some of our government parts of our government are flying that flag along with the American flag in places, and that changing the truth of God into a lie. That's perversion in the of the highest degree, and that's happening before our very eyes today. And it's happening in our day. It's not yet in the future. It's upon us today. And so changing the truth of God into a lie. Many ways they're doing that. And you take, there's six stripes in that rainbow flag. And that six stripes is the number of man. That's the number of man, six. That's man's number. And brother, I'm telling you, God, brother, has been changed into a lie. And they're trying to do that today. And so there's a result of that, changing the truth of God into a lie. Now, we find that the Bible said here in verses 26 through verses 27, we find, look what he's talking about. For which cause? For this cause. But why? Because they changed God's truth into a lie. And brother, I mean, they're blaming God with all the perversion that's taking place. If the sodomy that's taking place in the land today, that they say that God made them that way. God didn't make them that way. They changed that. They changed themselves. They have perverted in their thinking. And they've been schooled into that and led into that by those around them. And so it's taking place in America today. And the Bible said that for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. God gave them up unto vile affections. Now, if you notice in verses 26 and 27, we found there's a moral perversion that's taking place. There's a moral perversion that's taking place. Those who turn away from God give themselves over at last to shameful horrors and unnatural vices, to the very sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, that's what's taking place in our land today. We're seeing that. You can't deny that fact. It's right before our very eyes. It's happening in our communities, in our cities, and it's taking place in our government. Now, it's prevalent in the day which we live today. And brother, I'm telling you, as a man of God, as one of God's messengers, I'm warning you that we're trying to get to accept them, to get us to accept the things that's taking place in the land today. And so they're with us today. And the various sins, of course, those unnatural sins, the various sins which caused God to rain fire and brimstone from heaven in the days of Lot in Genesis chapter 19, is the same sin today that's going to cause God's judgment to fall upon this world today. Amen. And so that's taking place in our very eyes today. There's a moral, there's moral perversion in our land today. The moral perversion that's with us in our land today. And God gave them up, the Bible said, unto vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use unto that which is against nature. It's not natural from woman to want woman. It's not natural from man to have man. And that's not God's way. That's not natural. It's unnatural. It's perversion in the highest degree. And it's the very sin that God judges in every society, in every condition, in every nation, in every city, that God judges that. He's proved that in the past. He's proved that in Genesis chapter 19, and that he judged the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, and brother, rained fire and brimstone down upon them because of that very sin. Yes, sir. And so that, my friend, that's happening in our day. And you may think that I've got no business talking about this, but I've got a calling to preach about this. And brother, if we put our head in the sand and refuse to see what's taking place in our society today, God will hold us accountable for it if we don't sound the alarm and tell those around us and our children and our grandchildren what's taking place, and they're trying to condition them to accept that their very lifestyle that God is against and the Bible is against, and they're trying to get us to get them accustomed to it and to let them become perverted and led away with that to the sins of society that's around us today. And so, listen, that's taking place. And these sins always accompany apostasy. These sins always accompany apostasy. And they're always there with them. of the sins of society, of the things that's taking place in the land today. And so we find there's a perversion, moral perversion that's taking place in our land today. And we need to pray for our country and pray for God's people to take a stand for God. And the only hope is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ. The only hope is a changed heart. And of course they say, well, that I'm right with God or I'm saved. Well, you know, they may say that, but listen, that's not proven by the Word of God. There's the actual things that's taking place, the Bible said. Let me read you something in 2 Peter, what Peter said there in the Word of God in 2 Peter, verses 6. The Bible said, verses 4, for if God spare not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overflow, making them an example to those that after should live ungodly. And listen, that's what God did. There's an example. There's a warning of an example in the Word of God, and you better listen to it and tell your children, your grandchildren, about what God, how God judges sin. And you say that's a great big God that's bringing down upon people. Well, the sins of society and the apostasy. God, listen. When man abandons God, God abandons man and lets them go on into the very thing they're getting into and suffer the results of it. And ultimately, God judges that, and brother brings them into judgment because of what's going on in their lives there. And so the Bible said, listen, and he delivered just Lot. He delivered him and out of that thing that's taking place in the land of that day because fire and brimstone came down. Now look at the Bible said in verse 7 of Jude. The Bible said even, listen, verses 6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved an everlasting change unto darkness, under the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. And brother, that's what's happening in our country today. I'm telling you, brother, we're in the very effects of it. And they're with us today. And they're becoming more bold and aggressive and more evident all the time. Bold. I mean, you read Genesis chapter 19. They was in the streets of Sodom and Gomorrah. And they were parading in the streets. And they were calling upon the angels upon Lot to send the angels out unto them that they might know them. They wanted to have sexual perversion with the men with men in those days, brother. That's happening today. They're in the streets. They're not ashamed. They want more rights. They want to be recognized in society as being the right way to go. And they're trying to do that today. That's what's going to bring judgment upon America, is the very sin that Sodom and Gomorrah had in their midst and brought the judgment of God upon them. It's going to happen in America as sure as I'm here, unless there's a great turning around to God and turning back to the Word of God and recognizing that there is a God, and it's taking place in our own government today that's appointing these perverted ones to prominent positions to bring influence upon our young generation. How that's taking place today. They're putting them in position, political office, and then governing. They're putting them right. We've got those in government today that's been appointed by those that are following the very things that was taking place in that day, and they put them in a position today to influence our people and our young folks today. Yes, sir. And that's happening at this very day. And they're banding together and demanding public recognition for their perverted way of life. The pornographic press and internet is reeking with the rotten perverseness of this sin that's in society, and it's going to bring the judgment of God upon
upon America unless we turn back to God and there's a revival and a turning back to the Lord and recognize it and that there is a God. Amen. It goes deeper than just the flesh. Senior government officials are appointing perverts to jobs of influence for youth establishments. It's happening in our very government today. In America, the United States of America. I'm not talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm talking about the United States of America. It's taking place today. The very foundation of society, it becomes rotten when such practices are officially condoned by those in office. Amen. That's what's happening in our land today. And brother, I'm telling you, it's in the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. You can't deny the fact that it's in the Word of God. Amen. God speaks against it. The Scriptures, I read it to you today. And it's not what I'm saying. It's what the Bible says. And so we find that it's a very thing that's taking place in our land today. And the Bible said, likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, and men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even if they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. He gave them up. Amen. He gives them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are convenient for them, of course. And so that's the day we're living in. Friend, we better pray for our country today. Pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. They've got to get a hold of their hearts. They're men. They need prayer. And they can be changed by God Himself. God only can change. Listen, He changed Nebuchadnezzar. And He can change the government today. He can change men's lives. And thank God for those in our society today that's taking a stand against the things that's taking place in our land, against perversion, against these things. And thank God for those that are standing, and we need to pray for them that God will strengthen them as they influence those around them. Pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders of our land today. Brother, we need to pray. Oh, we need to pray. I'm talking about moral perversion that's taking place in our land today. And then it leads right on to mental perversion. We're going to cover that next Sunday. And brother, listen, the moral perversion that's taking place in our land is not to be accepted by God's people. It's to be turned against. It's to be preached against. To take a stand against. And brother, it's up to God to change a heart. It's up to us to pray. Amen. And take a stand for God. May God bless you. On the next Sunday is our prayer.